Today we honor Saint Anselm, who is a great figure in the history of the church, quite a man, and he's had quite a journey. He was born in northern Italy, but then he moved to France to join the Benedictines, quickly became abbot there and a master of the spiritual life. And then when he was 60 years old, the church sent him to England to be the Archbishop of Canterbury, a position he certainly didn't want and nobody would want. And he ran into what so many English saints ran into, the opposition from the royal family. Think of Thomas Becket, we think of Thomas More, I think of a lot of English saints. They run into persecution. So he was exiled twice from his see in Canterbury. One of the things that I've always liked about Anselm is his little definition of theology: faith seeking understanding. Fides querens intellectum. Faith seeking understanding. I like it because this is something that describes not just theology in the academic sense, but what we do when we ponder. When we're pondering, we're accepting in faith. Faith is a humble position. It's not a demand. It's an openness. And we accept it, but we also want to know more, or we want to see more. We want to understand more. That's why we ponder. So it's an attitude that we take in faith that opens us to what more God wants to show us. And sometimes he shows us, sometimes he doesn't. Or sometimes he shows us and we don't recognize it right away. So it's a process. Faith seeking understanding. Now Saint Anselm was a brilliant theologian, so when he sought understanding, he could understand more on a natural level. But he also was a humble man of faith, and so he could understand more by receiving. And he became a teacher, well, a teacher of the generations and even to this day. One way to understand this faith-seeking understanding is to set it in contrast to the attitude that we saw in St. Thomas on Easter Day, when the his fellow apostles told him that they saw the Lord. He said, well, I'm not going to believe that. I won't believe it until I can see and touch the one you're talking about, until I have proof. So that's not faith seeking understanding. That's reason seeking understanding. That's ratio. Querens intellectum. So it's a different way of knowing, and it's not what we're talking about in the Easter season. We have to start with faith. If we start with reason, which is fine, that reason is good, we will never be able to get the understanding that our hearts really seek. When Jesus reveals himself to Thomas, and Thomas is moved to faith, remember what Jesus says, you believe because you saw me. You saw and then you believed. But blessed are those who do not see, but still believe. He makes a very clear distinction between seeing and believing. Seeing, which is more reason-based, and believing, which is faith-based. Now, I mention this because it's Feast of St. Anselm, but also because it comes up in today's Gospel. Jesus mentions this distinction of seeing and believing. This is part of the Bread of Life discourse. He has said that he's the bread of life and that those who believe in him will never thirst. But then he departs from talking about the bread image, and he tries to explain what it means. He says this: I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. This is the problem. It's not faith anymore. It's you see, you have reason. What you see is a preacher, a healer, maybe a holy man, a rabbi, but you don't believe that he comes from the Father. You don't believe that he's the bread of life. This is your problem, he's saying. So you see me, but you don't believe. And then he goes on to explain more of what it means for him to be the bread of life. He says that the Father has sent him, and he will not reject anyone the Father gives, because he hasn't come to do his own will. He's come to do the will of the Father, the will of the one who sent him. What's the will of the Father? That he not lose anything, that he accept, that he receive everyone who comes to him in faith. This is the will of my Father. Now, see, he's not talking about bread anymore, although this is the deeper understanding of what the bread of life really is. He says, everyone, this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. So to see and to believe. Now, when we get to the Eucharist, which we'll talk about in the days to come, we have to be able to distinguish between what we see and what we believe, because what we see is the appearances of bread and wine. It doesn't look like Jesus. It looks like bread and wine. But we believe that it is the bread of life that comes down from heaven. It is Jesus himself. So this section of the Bread of Life discourse helps us understand that we have to go beyond what we see. We have to see with eyes of faith. Now, one of the challenges to seeing with eyes of faith is that sometimes faith is contradicted by what we see. What we see is terrible, and what faith says is this is wonderful. What we see is Lent, and what faith tells us is this is Easter. We saw this yesterday in the martyrdom of St. Stephen. What we could see was an innocent man being brutally stoned to death, and what we believe is that this man went straight to heaven. He entered into the glory of the Lord, which we couldn't see. Well, Stephen saw it, but we could only see it by faith. So the challenge of faith is to be able to keep believing even when it looks like the opposite. Now, this comes up in today's first reading as well. This is immediately after the martyrdom of Stephen. It says, there broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem. That's where the reading begins. And it ends with, there was great joy in the city of Samaria. So what we see is severe persecution in Jerusalem. What the Samaritans see is the good news, the gospel proclaimed to them, and they welcome it with great joy. I said yesterday that the two sides of the coin are martyrdom and glory. That was seen in the Stephen reading. We see it again here, two sides of the same coin, severe persecution and great joy. We would think, if we use our reason, we would think that Jerusalem would be the place where the Messiah would be welcomed. And Samaria is where he would not be welcomed, because he wasn't welcomed there even in his public, in Jesus' public ministry. They wouldn't accept him. Now that we get into the era of the Holy Spirit, it's Jerusalem that becomes the hostile territory, and Samaria becomes the place that welcomes the gospel. That's not what we would expect with our reason, but that's what we see in faith. We see how God's way of spreading the gospel is by allowing persecution right in Jerusalem. Because of the persecution, a direct result of the persecution is more widespread evangelization. When we open our eyes then with faith, we can see wonders like this. We will not be defeated by persecution. We will be able to see God doing something great that is beyond our sight. So what St. Anselm teaches us is to believe and with faith keep seeking understanding. This is what the saints teach us. This is what the church in Easter keeps doing. We're going to keep reflecting on the bread of life, even though what we see is nowhere near what we believe about it. And we're going to keep following the Lord, even when following him means persecution. It's good news for those who open their hearts with faith. Faith seeking understanding.